Welcome to our little workshop here. Before we start, may I ask you just to take a few moments to listen to your own heart? Just feel your heart. If it helps, you can place your hands also to your heart. Just take a few moments feeling your heart. Thank you. When I take some time just to listen to myself, to feel my heart, for me it's so great what kind of spectrum of feelings might be there. Now being here in the circle and asking you to feel your heart, to listen to your heart, I had the impression that the whole atmosphere in the room has changed. When I feel my own heart, it doesn't feel like only the one place here, the organ, the pump, it's not a technical pump, but it feels like there's a much bigger heart, like it's almost bigger than my body. And when I feel here, the group, everybody listening to his or her heart, I have the impression it's like also one big heart also that you can feel. Sometimes when I feel my heart, I feel just emotions, whatever it is, whatever emotions is there. Sometimes I feel courage. Sometimes bliss. The heart is such a wonderful organ, and the same time wonderful metaphor. Wolfgang, Maria, and myself, Stefan, we all work with one coaching, training, consulting method in one company that's really focusing on the power of the heart. Welcome, Buddha. The idea is that for whatever change you want to bring, it's much easier and many times more effective if you do it with the power of your heart. So the way, it's wonderful, Ulam, you have already, your origin, you're from heart. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah,
right. Not too small, it's a bit small. Expand the heart, you need to expand the heart.
Welcome. I've had the pleasure in the last bit more than 10 years to work in many different places all around the world, so many Asian. Also had the chance to work in Thailand. And what's so fascinating for me, with all the differences, all the intercultural differences, when it comes about the power of the heart, we are so very much the same everywhere we go. It's also one universal language to speak. What have we prepared for this session? We have prepared actually 6 hours of workshop. We have prepared the idea, would like to share a few of the ideas, of the insights, also like methods. And then in the second half of the workshop, go into one experiment. Bensi said, well, great idea. Basically, yes, please do it, but do it in 90 minutes. And we took the challenge and said, yes, we would like to do it in 90 minutes. And we know that there will be a lot of open questions. We might use some methods that you would like to discuss. We're open to that. We'll be here all week. If you want to approach us anytime, if any questions, please just ask us. It's just, we don't have time now to go really like in a step-by-step method, but we more or less jump into one experiment. To give you a brief idea, Future, that's the name of the method and of our group. How does it relate to integral theory? You probably know that picture. So it's like this, the most simple version of Ken Wilber's theory, of the stages, body, mind, soul, spirit. The idea of future is to focus like on that layer of consciousness, because we think it's that level that really makes an integral development possible. Because in our understanding, it's the heart that connects. It's the heart that makes it possible to accept the world as it is, with all the differences. So German speakers among you, you will know this poem from Erich Fried. The main line of it is, love says it is what it is. And that's a tremendous power to accept and to appreciate the differences as they are. If you try to integrate something, not to pull and tear and try to force it together, but integrate by seeing what is there and taking the differences as they are. All the theory, I think, we can discuss in breaks. Maria, may I ask you to go for the next step?
Yes. Actually, it's the second step of your first step. And I think that there was already a lot of appreciation for this, some seconds that we have spent with our heart. So let's just extend to meet our heart, and maybe in different facets or in different perspectives. Coming. Hello and welcome. Sorry. We're just starting with the meditations. I was waiting for you to sit down so that we can start all together. So I would like to invite you to again focus on your heart. And if it's easier for you, then place your hand on top of your heart. And start inhaling into your heart. And while you inhale, you might already feel that your heart is not limited on your body. That area around your heart is extending more and more. And with your next inhalation, just inhale gratefulness for whatever you have met in your life, for all that you're grateful for. Inhale gratefulness and exhale gratefulness. that you might be grateful for to yourself. So when you inhale, think of your name. My name, inhale. And when you exhale, you say thank you to yourself. Inhale. With your next inhalation, focus again on your heart. And while you inhale, you say, my heart. And while you exhale, I resonate with you. Resonate with you. Now you will focus on another person. It can be a person you like or you love, or it could be a person that is challenging you at the moment. Take just the first person that comes up and say with your inhalation the name of the person. And with your exhalation, I give you resonance. A group that you think of, a group of people, and that group of people also has a heart, a group heart. Go in touch with that heart of this group, and when you inhale, inhale the heart of that group, and when you exhale, I give you resonance. impressions of Europe, and these impressions have met our mind. Now let's get in touch with the heart of Europe. And while you inhale, say heart of Europe. And when you exhale, I give you resonance. Inhale, heart of Europe. And exhale, I give you resonance. Back in touch with your own heart and inhale the last time, my heart, I thank you. Thank you for the capability of being the link of integrating all aspects. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be aware of all. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be open. Your heart. Become more and more aware of your surroundings, of your neighbors. And when you're ready, then move a little bit and open your eyes.
Thank you. Thanks. We deeply believe that we as human beings, we are more than our body, but also more than our mind. Yeah, and this getting in touch with the heart, yeah, for me, is an excellent way to get in this, actually in the knowing that we are more. In preparation of today, we discussed also a lot what is Europe. And we had the feeling, on the one hand, it's something like a mental idea of Europe. It's funny when I just say that, yeah, it feels that my heart starts to ache a little bit. Yeah? Because if it's only an idea, it's so likely that it gets hard. It's not full of the power that it could have. And this is also, this was the starting point for our little experiment here. To think, okay, what would it be like to be together here with people that probably have, I know it from you, Walter, decades of experience in integral theory and integral practice. What would it be like to be here together with people from all over the world, Thailand, for example, and just trying to get in touch with the heart of Europe, what would it feel like? What would be the power that we could feel when we get in touch with the heart of Europe? And our experience, and it's also a very strong belief of mine, these kind of exercises are so much easier if you do it together. If you do it together in a group, because we give each other resonance, or if we do it also just in pairs. And for the next about 30 minutes, I would like to ask you to go together in pairs, to have a dialogue, a heart-to-heart dialogue. We have prepared something for you for that. We have prepared actually a structure which is hopefully helpful for you. It's not meant to be a structure that binds you in any way, but a structure that's helpful for you. And the idea is very, very simple. Yeah, if you want this, even there are like small sort of instructions down there, but it's very, very simple. What you find there are six different questions or instructions. Yeah? The first one says, tell me what Europe is. And for example, Rosanna, right?
Rosanna,
yeah. If the two of us, if we would do it together, yeah, I would just open my heart, yeah, go into contact with you and ask you, tell me what Europe is. And you could answer whatever comes to your mind or actually comes to your heart at that moment. Yeah, so there is no right, no wrong about the answers. There is no, you don't have to check whether it's logical, you don't have to check whether the answer is smart or whatever. Just you open the space for the other one. Yeah, you ask that question or an instruction, tell me what. Yeah, and the other one has just the space to say whatever is there. The wonderful thing is if you are the one who's raising that questions, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to comment on it. You don't have to check it, think about it, yeah, compare it with your own ideas. You just be there and listen. And when you notice that the other one has finished the thought, or actually what he or she feels, just say thank you. Thank you for sharing. And then you go on to the next topic here, to the next question. I will go through that, the six questions in a minute. If you want to add anything, anytime, Wolfgang, just come in. Yeah, that was the right time, yeah.
Can you use the microphone?
It's good, yeah. So this helps us to give resonance, not only our thoughts, but helping to create consciousness, create awareness in this, to these questions we ask. The second question is, tell me what the heart of Europe is. And the practice before you gave have given resonance to the heart of Europe. And maybe you don't know, and I don't know what the heart of Europe is, but the heart of Europe maybe is, it's something that it's not only the idea, but it's deeper. It's what the heart of a man, a woman, a child is, where is the full potential of this person, the strength, the potential that's in the heart. And if you see somebody with the heart, you can be aware of this strength, of this potentials, of this singularity. And maybe there is something very special, strength, potential of what Europe is. And when we give resonance to what Europe is, to the heart of Europe, we can get in contact.
And we will strengthen it.
Yes.
At least for a moment in this room. Thank you. So, give these instructions, listen, say thank you, then you give the card to the other person asks you the same questions. It's listening to you, thank you. Then you give the card back again, and the person is raising the same questions again. This is because we're not just asking you for your mind, for your ideas, and say, I had this question already, but we ask your heart. And your heart will come up with new aspects every time you hear the same question. Yeah? And you can, well, if you have time, you can do it four or five times. Usually two or three times is fine for this kind of exercise. So, let me just go through the questions. Tell me what Europe is. Whatever comes in your mind, it could be like a description of what it is, it could be a color, I don't know. It could be an idea. Tell me what the heart of Europe is. A feeling? A quality of heart? Whatever. Then a tricky one. Tell me a part of Europe. Or an aspect of Europe. It could be an area, it could be a region, it could be a country, but it could be also the arts. It could be a part of the history. Some aspect, some part of Europe that you represent in your life. A value, yes. Yeah, wherever you live. Yeah. I think there is something, one aspect of Europe that you represent in your life. And it might be that it's not, that you don't grasp it once and say, that's this. And this is why there's a second question that is helpful. They say, okay, tell me what I need to know to fully understand. Okay, so this is referring to the third question. The fifth one is, tell me, what could be the specific contribution of this part, the arts, for example, the arts, historic arts in Europe? I don't know if that's something you represent in your life. What could be the contribution of this aspect for Europe as a whole? Could be, wow, yeah, it somehow gives me also this sense of belonging, of one common culture, if it's, I'm making something up. Yeah? But what could be the contribution of this part for the whole? And then the last question is, tell me, what could be your personal contribution in that context? And it could be, you know, I will change my career and will be now the most famous European painter. It could be, you know, next week I'll take 5 minutes to think about my favorite painting. And this is my contribution to the art. Whatever is there, whatever comes to your heart, please say it. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Tell me what I need to know to fully understand.
That helps you to get deeper in this question. Tell me an aspect or a part of Europe that you represent in your life. For example, if you ask me, my parents, they are from different countries and they have changed their countries in their life. And I represent in my life the history of a person that where the families have lived in different countries, and I am now, I have to integrate these different countries. And if you ask me, tell me what I need to fully understand, then I got a little bit deeper in this question and tell you that, for example, the specialty of every country they represent and I represent, to bring it together, that makes my talents, for example, my experience that I have. So just to get a little bit deeper in this question.
Any other questions or comments?
So, please. One person answers the six questions
yes.
in a row.
Yes.
And then you change.
Then you change. Yes. Yeah. Then again, all six questions. Then you change again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We will bring you into the exercise just in a minute. Yeah. For all the others, I would like to invite you. Yeah. Have a look around the room. Look for someone you think he or she has a heart. Yeah. And just go for the exercise.
Anybody right here on. Who would prefer German language? I prefer a little.
Yeah, you could speak German if you have a German partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there somebody who would like to do it with Walter in German? With someone of us can I also.
Oh, one of us. Yes.
Maybe. It's very good for us if you can make visible, if you have already found your partner, just get your chair, sit together somewhere here in the room. The ladies, because they know each other very well, and they would like to do it with somebody they don't know that well. Yes?
We can do it together.
The idea of that exercise is very, very simple. Then you, so in one direction first, whoever starts, one of you will ask the other one six questions. And just listen with your heart. Whatever the answer is, you listen with your heart. It's not about commenting, not about questioning, just being listening. Say thank you for everything you shared. And it will have all six questions. Change the roles, go through all the six questions again, then change roles again. And you will have the same questions, like two, maybe three times. We'll have half an hour and you just, well, be surprised whatever answer to these questions arises.
You know how to do?
In your heart.
Yes,
whatever arises.
Somebody starts and he's the listener in the first row and then you just.
It's about
the question with the other.
You say yes, the other one. Already harvesting
stars.
You don't have to take notes. There will be harvesting already happening. No. It's not like we don't ask them for.
We'll ask you for.
Then, in the next round, we will be there in your heart then. It's not about documenting.
But we don't have to do that.
No. It's not a mental exercise. There will be.
I think I asked questions. Let me ask you. Oh,
fortæl mig, hvad Europa er.
Yeah. Heller ikke så mange, der har en så dyb forståelse af katolsk kristendom i Stockholm, som du må have straight i baggrunden. Okay.
Jaha, vad ska vi göra om alla som har hört? Jag förstår att vi ska göra om. Jag tror att vi ska börja om.
Jag tror att vi ska börja om. Jag tror att vi ska börja om.
Good
experience.
You still have about a bit more than 10 minutes. Okay.
You can continue.
Also, please.
Yeah. If you want to, you can continue. It's no, never a must. But sometimes it's good to do it. Whatever feels good for you.
Jeg kan sige, at de fleste indbyggere i Europa nogle dage har både nationalt og statsborgerskab.
Det er fuldt ud.
the second edition, they came up with the same, they understand what it is. It's for them. And that's why we are standing between them and the whole world.
Finish the one round you're in. After you've finished the one round, then after you finish the
exercise.
Thank you so much. You know, what an enormous joy it was just to be there, listening just to the atmosphere that is in the room. Well, there are people from Hungary, Denmark, right? Sweden, Ukraine, Spain, Thailand, Austria, right?
You're from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, Austria again, so many Austrians in the room. US and Spain, both at the same time, we've got it, right. Netherlands, Austrian, and many different nationalities come together. What kind also of sparkling energy is in the room? It's fascinating. Thanks that's to allow me to, and allow us to witness that. We have one or two, we don't know it yet, more steps we would like to go together with you. Before we do so, one question to you. I took a few pictures, and I would like to ask you, of course, there was this consent, a letter of consent in there, but still I would like to ask you, if anyone really doesn't feel comfortable with pictures, we would like to use it, also post it on Facebook. In the, if anybody does not feel comfortable with that, please tell us, really. Is it okay for everyone? Does somebody feel not that comfortable with on a picture? So I take it as a yes? Good.
Okay.
So Maria, you were also involved now in the dialogue. Two of us, we discussed what could be the best or the next step with the highest potential. And we would like to use one method where we could now spend also now 2 hours to explain something. Instead of that, we'll just do it. Yeah? For that reason, I would like to ask you that we move a bit closer so that you can, your feet can touch each other. Yeah? So touch your neighbor's shoes or feet. The simple reason why we do that, because it becomes easier for, in this case, me, since I will guide us through that, because it's the great experience that you when you sit together in a round, you can feel and test which question is there, like really like the burning ones. And also you can test who is at the moment the one person that has like this very big contribution to be shared. And when I say to test, I will use Wolfgang here as my testing partner in that case, and I will do it that way. That I will press. Maybe some of you know similar types of tests from kinesiology. Yeah, so we'll test. Basically, if it's a yes, if the state of yes there in the group, then will happen like this. Or if there's something, some no, something does not feel well, then ask you all for now be in the state of no, then this will happen. Then this is yes. Any questions, please come to us later on. I'll just, at the moment, I can just promise we did it now for, I don't know how many years?
25 years.
25 years, and it works.
It works for you or for you?
actually, for most of the group now, for all the groups who work
Yes,
with.
Yeah. But who is recognizing that it is yes?
Actually, we as a group.
I
do the test
you.
Here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah?
Okay.
And
not Wolfgang.
It's shown with Wolfgang. Good. Can we start with a session? That's good. That was a yes. Okay. And there's something to be communicated. And there's a communication from, like, the heart of Europe wants to tell us something. There's a communication from the heart of Europe. Yeah. And it will be sent by Wolfgang, by Anne-Marie, by... What's your name? Constance. There's some communication from the heart of Europe.
Is
there? Please tell us, yeah? What is it? Whatever comes to your mind.
From the heart of Europe. Well, I think the will to exist and prosper.
Will to exist and prosper. Okay? You continue the communication? It's not the case. Somebody else continues in that communication. Good. You can, if you have any questions too, Wilson. So, the willingness to...
The aspiration. Call it an aspiration.
The aspiration?
To prosper, not just economically, of course. To prosper in every way. And to evolve.
Continue, Malte, Niklas, Niklaus, yes. Please continue whatever is to be said from the heart of Europe.
Important aspect seems me to be solidarity, solidar, and to respect
borders, boundaries,
yes. Boundaries, and not only geographical, but
inner
borders.
They continue that communication. Somebody else continues the same communication. It's Tony? No? Udo? From the heart of Europe.
From the heart of Europe. There is a lot of pain in Europe, but over the centuries, people in Europe have demonstrated that the strength or the resolve or the courage to move beyond the pain many times. That has happened in Europe. And it's a very powerful lesson that the whole world can learn from Europe. So, in that sense, I am very optimistic. Despite all the challenges, the difficulties that is, you know, that could be very overwhelming. Oh, but Europe will do fine. And you have to do fine because many people are looking at Europe and wanting to learn from Europe.
That's the end of this communication from the heart of Europe. Very different wide aspects. Good. So there's one more communication. It's again from the heart of Europe. It's communication from your personal heart. Kosan.
Well, we saw the new Europe of wanting to blossom from all this pain. I think a renovation is coming. It's a good news for all of us.
Thank you. That's the end of this communication. And there's one more communication from personal heart, heart of Europe. Okay, it's from the heart of cosmos. Yeah. Big heart. Big mind, big heart. Look for the names. Marie, Hans Gunnar, Christopher. Christopher. Communication from the heart of cosmos.
Really?
Yes. Wolfgang says yes. Whatever comes to your mind. It's just some kind of message.
Yeah. From the cosmos?
From the cosmos. From everything, the cosmic heart.
No, this is your receptor.
Ah, okay.
Well, must have gone dusty. Can't say I have any communication from cosmos coming in. Sorry.
Okay. But Wolfgang still insists there's some. Whatever comes to your mind or heart, whatever's to be said, it's the right thing. That's I can guarantee. It's the right thing.
Well, I mean, I would like to have our Ukrainian friends joining Europe.
Well, I'm still focused on Europe, not on cosmos. And in the heart of Europe, I would like to say that although there are more and more Euroscepticism around us, and many people are stopping to believe that Europe is still something important and something big. I feel in this kind of Europe, that there will be much more Euro optimism. And this Euro optimism is coming, and this is indeed about some new wave, about some new approaches. Since I came to the heart of Europe from the country which recently opened for itself that we are part of Europe, and we recently opened for us that we are part of Europe for more than 1,000 years, and we were detached for centuries and attached now. So looking to the heart of Europe and speaking from that heart, I see much more Euro optimism coming and much more young, fresh ideas. Something like that. Please check whether this is true.
This is true.
Okay, thank you for that.
And what I can test here is not whether it's like you say the right thing or the wrong thing, that's not the test. It's like, is it like the communication that's meant to be now? Thank you. Yeah, and with that, sorry, Christopher, it comes back to you.
Well, I mean, we would, of course, very much like to welcome our Ukrainian friends in the European family. I mean, with the Brits going out and the Ukrainians coming in, Europe all of a sudden got a lot prettier.
Okay, we'll start with UK.
Can you close the door?
If it's okay for you, just be listening, well, that would be.
Sure, yeah. You can just sit here or here, but we're just finishing this this little exercise.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, end of the communication. And one more communication. And it's communication. It's not from heart, it's communication. So, a communication from spirit. Whatever it is, yeah, you could call it whatever your own wording is. Yeah, some might call it big mind, others might call it God, some might call it the universe, some might call it the consciousness that's bigger than ourselves, whatever it is. Yeah, the transpersonal, there's so many words for that. There's one communication from, I just call it spirit. Sorry, Maria. The end of that communication, and with that communication, there's something that wants to be like acknowledged, like seen from the heart, and this is some kind of potential, a future wants to be seen, and this future is Maria, it's myself, Wolfgang, sorry, and Anne-Marie. Which future wants to be seen with our hearts, wants to be acknowledged from deep heart.
Yeah.
potential, the healing potential that starts with acknowledging and with seeing and sensing and from that reinventing the purpose of Europe for itself and the world and the planet in that order.
Great future. Thank you. In that context, something to be acknowledged. It's the end of the of that process. In the context was said before, anything else to be acknowledged? No? Anything else commented? No. In the context of the exercise, everything we did so far, from the beginning, from the feeling the heart, breathing into the heart, having this diet, this structured conversations, there's something more we need here. And this is communication, this is some, again, in the context, something to be acknowledged. This is bliss, the state of bliss wants to be acknowledged. Very nice one. I'll just test again, who will communicate that one? What does that mean? Constance, Walter. Bliss, Glückseligkeit. Yeah. Glückseligkeit. Yeah? Tony. What kind of bliss, Glückseligkeit, wants to be seen by heart in the context of what he did here and there?
The confidence in the future.
Thank you. Straight to the point. Thank you. I think that's the. What we did so far, anything else? But in the context of what's going to continue here in the next 5 days, I think, conference, huh? Five more days, there's also something that wants to be acknowledged. And this is the word that comes to mind, a vulnerability. Yeah, something where we are vulnerable. Fragile and vulnerable. Vulnerability wants to be acknowledged. Udom.
I have lots of experiences exposing myself to the strangers and to the people that are closest to me. But the most painful experience comes from exposing myself to the people dearest to me, because they have, from their own expectations of what should, what would be good for me, they oftentimes cannot accept when I try to manifest things outside of their comfort zone. So what I would like for the group to bring to the, in the next few days, I would like to encourage all of us to open our hearts to the participants in the conference and tell ourselves at the same time that it's okay. If we smile and the person in front of us doesn't smile back, it's okay. But we can keep that smile, because that smile comes from the heart. Everyone can recognize that smile, but sometimes they are just absorbed in their own thinking, worries, or fear of consequences. But it's okay. We keep that smile. Thank you.
Thank you. Continue the communication. Anything else that we need here? And then, also in the context of the coming up 5 more days that we have, yeah, that we're looking forward. There's always something else that wants to be acknowledged. And this is one more time, a bliss. Yeah? Some bliss. Valerie. Bliss. In the context of the next few days that we spend here together, what's bliss wants to be seen from the heart?
I will try to express this in the following words. Like, this is the biggest gathering of European integral community. And first question comes to me before the beginning of this event is, what does integral community mean? Indeed, I know, I read a lot about integral theory and so on, and from the coming from in the beginning of these 5 days, I think that we probably couldn't express the notion of integral vision of Europe, but probably we couldn't verbalize it, express in words. But I think we should leave this place after 5 days with some joint feelings. What does it mean, integral Europe? And this will be some new experience for everybody, indeed for me as well as for some many people. Sorry, maybe not very well structured, but.
Thank you. And Hans Gunnar, would you like to add on that?
Well, I think that we want to experience some kind of evolution of, because that's what an integral theory is all about in a way, that we want to experience some happiness of having evolved somewhat during these days.
Thank you. Hans Gunnar, there's something else, at least Wolfgang says there's something else to be said here from you.
Well, yes, if I may, I would like to say that Europe has a heart, as we have been experiencing, but it also has a spirit that you addressed. And it seems to me that Europe longs for a spiritual renewal, a spiritual renewal that sort of acknowledges the old traditions, beautiful traditions that Europe has in this field, but also renews them so that they correspond to the level of development that modern people have.
Thank you. Running out of time, but I just, sorry to ignore it for a moment. Anything else from Hans here, Hans Gunnar?
Mm-hmm.
No? I just checked whether there's anything to be added by you. It's not the case. Good. No. Good.
And
this is the end of that process. And I think it can be the end of this setting as we have here. I thank you very much for being open to that experiment. I thank ourselves to be open, like to squeeze 6 hours into 90 minutes, taking also the chances that some things we do are irritating or whatever. I would like to renew that offer anytime. Please approach us and ask us, yeah, or tell us what you liked or what you didn't like. Yeah, if there's something now, you have the feeling, well, actually, this is something that needs to be said now, please do so. Otherwise?
We release?
Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wish you a wonderful conference.
Thank
Thanks
you
so much.
Thank you.